Proclamation number 0392 of 1st of May, 1938. Refuting doubts about writing. Faith. Signs. Behold, my child, the regular receiving alone already gives you the strength which you need, and so every receiving is followed by the strengthening which you ask for. Because to a willing child I grant the grace all the time and stand by him, as his heart's desire is only towards me. It is an extraordinary power to turn to me, and you'll feel this power in that spiritual union where your heart separates from the world to offer itself to me. A regulated activity like your earthly one at least allows the assumption that your spirit can form easily and thus becomes receptive. I.e., understood in human sense, that a kind of knowledge of the mind, or as humans believe it, a kind of imagination has pushed itself into your spiritual life. But these doubters or denies only wanted to consider once how difficult it is to create a manifestation of this type in a natural way and how much thinking and brooding would be necessary. And how then the contents could not withstand a serious examination when torn apart. They want to figure out how these your letters can be denied or not recognized, probably due to a lack of knowledge or also from the feeling of knowing everything better. Yet however nobody will ever be able to exhaustively judge it, because it is not simply just about the contents. He may well deny it, but then always only because he does not want to accept it. But he cannot seriously refute what you have written down, and he can never completely justify his refusal. A small hint would be enough to silence all these doubters, but how should the development of the soul support for these people proceed? How often already a proof has been given to the people through regular communication of the beings of the hereafter with the inhabitants of the earth? For those who believe, knowledge shines, because only on this basis was it possible to maintain such a connection. Faith. Deep faith is a prerequisite, and only through this can progress in the spiritual be achieved. For this world, it must be enough for you to share in the blessings of such a union only at certain intervals. It will be offered to you more frequently from now on. And you'll soon become aware that these extraordinary communications are only of advantage for you. You let yourselves be engrafted into a worldview, which has nevertheless little and no value for eternity. You do not see the course of the time, not how long it lasts, and you remain hanging on an unsolved question. You'll ask yourselves, why such a wrestling during just this short a time on earth? And you can give yourself the answer to this question. You do not remotely consider yourselves to be what I want to see in you. As my children, how do you want to become a part of what the Father has prepared for you? And therefore a non-acceptance of the Divine Father's words or a conscious refusal is nevertheless only a lack of spiritual ability. How many recognize the Divine Creator from that which surrounds them? How many have realized what their relationship is to the Heavenly Father? And how many still do not have the right trust in me? These grieve me. They believe they can walk without me and spend so many years uselessly on earth. Oh, what folly! To ignore the hand of the Creator and yet to want to fathom what is well hidden behind all creation. And if you do not take this path of faith, how will you be able to grasp the lost explanations? These are only to be accepted in your hearts on the basis of faith. Otherwise all efforts will be in vain. Like empty sounds, the words fade away in the ears of those who cannot believe. How far away are they still from true knowledge and how far away from true love? For once this love for the Savior seizes the heart, they suddenly understand, and what fruits faith then produces, you will once recognize by those whom I love. Remain loyal to me. Be true apostles of my teaching. Give to me whenever you are asked, and so grace will constantly flow to you, just as I bless everyone who not only loves me, but also includes in this love all his fellow brothers and sisters on earth. That he gives where he is to give, because his heart presses him, but not out of self-interest, because this does not entail a blessing. And so everyone will feel in his heart what his office is, and he will also feel how he should walk on earth to complete this life pleasing to God. Amen.